when you look at this defense and all those impressive numbers, what are the thoughts that come to mind as far as the challenge? How big of a challenge?
A very talented team, a very talented defense across the board, up front at the linebacker position, and of course on the back end. They definitely pose a great challenge to anyone they play against, just because of the number of talented players that they have out there on the field. Like every week, it boils down to execution for us, staying ahead of the chains, and we have to be good at that on early downs to give ourselves a good shot on third downs to be able to move the chains.
Have you noticed, as well as they've done in almost every department, though, their chunk plays have been available to teams have found them. I mean, you clearly see that. And do you sense an opportunity to get some of those plays at least?
I think you have to be patient with your approach. Their defense, you have to be able to take what they give you, but at the same time be able to take advantage of their big plays and with the different coverages that you get. Like I said, it's about patience and being able to execute play in and play out.
Your guys' use of tempo last week seemed to be maybe the most effective it's been all season long. Do you guys feel like you've come upon another weapon that you guys can add to your offensive arsenal here?
Definitely a strength of our offense is being able to go tempo, catch defenses by surprise, and as well as keep certain personnel groups on the field. The good thing about our offense is that we're able to get into that with any personnel. So we have to be able to take advantage of that when the opportunity presents itself and go out there and make plays in our tempo offense.
Whether it's in the game plan or not, do you feel like, let's just say hypothetically, maybe first possession doesn't go great, and maybe you get to your second one and you say, hey, let's just jump. I mean, you and Coach Dennison might say, hey, let's just jump into it here, see if we can get something rolling. I mean, is that a way to kick your offense into a rhythm too sometimes?
Yes, I think so. It's definitely a feel of the game when and if we do kick into our tempoed offense. And that comes with communication from players to coaches on the sideline and just letting them know what we see out there and if we feel it's a good time for us to get into our tempoed offense.
Your game is defined by, among other things, not turning it over and not making those mistake throws. But does playoff time in any way alter thinking that you personally, as a quarterback, have to push yourself to be more aggressive at times that maybe in another situation you wouldn't be? Does it alter thinking at all as far as aggressiveness?
I don't think so. Of course, you want to do what got you to this point, just better. Protecting the football is definitely critical in the playoffs because possessions are limited, and you want to be able to take advantage of each and every possession. So as far as being aggressive, yes, you have to pick and choose when you do that, and I think I've done a good job of that throughout the year. Like I said, you just want to continue to keep doing the things that got you to this point, just dial in on the detail and focus and do it better and just take your game to another level, myself and as a team.
Considering your journey, came to this team as a free agent after backing up for 4 years, could you have ever imagined yourself in this position? I mean, how did you allow yourself mentally to kind of deal with this from the time that you got here and then had a chance as a starter? Finally arrived. Did you ever picture that?
I mean, I've always worked towards getting an opportunity to start, and of course, once you start, you want to get to championship. I was fortunate enough to be a backup on the team that won the Super Bowl, and to see throughout my 4 years there, we went to the playoffs 3 out of the 4 years, and like I said, won a Super Bowl. So to be on that team and to see that process throughout the year, of course, I mean, you sit back and you're like, man, I want to get a chance to be able to be the leader, the guy that's calling the shots eventually. And I mean, the opportunity is here. You got to take it day by day. Thankful for the opportunity. We are as a team, and we're focusing each and every day to go out and make the best of our day preparation-wise and to have a great game on Sunday.
And does the fact that you quarterback this team to the postseason, you have a chance to win at least one postseason game, do you think that could alter how your future might play out here versus the perceived idea that this team would move on from you after this season? How do you see it for yourself?
I think y'all know me now as far as I don't focus on things that I can't control. and I'm going to continue to be that way. And all I can control right now is my preparation, my focus, my work ethic to putting it all in for this week. It's a one-game season right now, and that's for everyone. And I can't allow distractions or thinking too far ahead. Just focus on practice. And right now, like I said a couple weeks ago, focus on a great lunch.
You talked about your run in the Super Bowl and a couple of playoff appearances with the Ravens. I guess what can you take? You are the starter of the team, obviously, but what can you take from those experiences, those runs, to kind of be – what have you learned, I guess, from those experiences to be able to kind of do – to go on this run now with the Ravens?
Like I said, just to take it one day at a time. It wasn't the perfect route into the playoffs. We actually lost a couple of games going into the playoffs, and all we needed was an opportunity to get in. And once we got in, it was, like I said, everyone, 0-0 for everyone. And we took advantage of every opportunity, capitalizing games that we needed to, and was able to go win a Super Bowl. So it was definitely a lot to learn from that experience. And you try to take those experiences and talk to your teammates about them, but at the same time, just relive them through your mind and also understand it. It's a day-to-day grind, and don't look too far ahead.
In a season where this team has faced a whole bunch of adversity, you know, going back even back to the offseason, is it only fitting that you're facing some adversity going into the playoffs, not knowing what's shady?
The good thing about adversity in this team is that we've proved to be able to stay focused through the midst of whatever happens. We want the best for Shady. If he's healthy, we want him absolutely to be out there playing and giving us his all. But if he's not, we have a tremendous group of guys in the backfield that'll be able to step in and carry the load. Of course, Shady's a special playmaker. You miss him if he's not out there, but at the same time, we can't use it as an excuse. We have to go out there and make plays myself on the receivers. As far as those guys, they have to make plays, tight ends, and as well as the back. So we'll pick him up if he's not out there. And like I said, we can't make excuses about it. Like I said, more so just wanting to be healthy.
On that note, Bills fans everywhere got to see Marcus for the first time on Sunday. You've seen him here for a little while. Some guys in the locker room said that they really were impressed with things he was doing even before he got a chance to play. What about you? What did you see with him?
The type of game that he had, the confidence that he plays with, you see it in practice. Of course, practice is different than games, but we knew that he was definitely prepared for the moment. And he went out there and made a bunch of big plays, a critical third down catch, was able to bust a couple runs. And like I said, you see him work day in and day out in practice. You see his attention to detail since day one. And you expect that when a guy gets the opportunity to go out there, you know he's going to take advantage of it. So I was happy that he was able to go out there and make plays. And for him, it's a confidence booster and allow him just to take on bigger responsibility and continue to make plays.
How much would you hurt for Shady if he didn't get the chance to play? I mean, you guys have been here for 3 years together, and you both worked equally as hard to get to this situation. So how much do you want for him to be able to get out there on
Sunday? I definitely want him to be out there, but I want him to be out there as himself. I know it's tough to play through an injury, and I know he wants to be out there. Like you said, it's our third year together, and since we got here, a goal of ours was, of course, to win a championship, but first and foremost, to get to the playoffs, and we was able to do that this year, him being a big part of it. So definitely want him out there, but like I said, I more so just want him healthy. I know it's tough battling through injury, but.
What do you recall about your life in 1999, last time the Bills made the playoffs?
1999. I was 10 years old. I don't know. What grade does that put me in? Fourth, fifth. I really can't tell you too much about.
Dreaming about being a Bill.
I was playing AAU basketball. I played football that year. I mean, of course, I watched football, but it's a long time. Happy that we're in a situation where we was able to take this organization back as a team. Like I said, through all the stuff we've been through this year, for guys to keep focused and continue to keep battling week in and week out, and take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of us. Now, I mean, that's behind us. It's another step of our journey, and we're excited to take on that opportunity.
There was so much pressure on this organization to finally make the playoffs. Saw the celebration, saw all the videos, that emotional high. How are you guys able to now focus and recenter now that you're, what, 3-4 days away from a playoff
game? I think after a win, I mean, it's tough to get a win in this league. So you normally get 24 hours to celebrate a win, and then you hit the reset button. Definitely a big win for us, big win for the organization. But that's, I mean, that's behind us. And truth be told, I mean, I understand the circumstances, but going into this year, as a team, we expected to be in this position. And that may not be the same for everyone else looking in, but as a team, we know what type of talent that we have. We know how hard we work day to day. Things had to go right, and we was able to take it to take advantage of our opportunity last week. But it's time to hit the reset button if you haven't already, and focus back on getting back into your routine and doing what it takes to win a game.
How do you factor what kind of factor is your running ability when you go up against that kind of a pass rush that dominates the way they have? I'm not just talking about escaping because they're busting through on you, but using it to your advantage because of how they're coming at you and maybe working to your advantage when they're over pursuing. Can you walk me through those thoughts as you're
speaking of Jacksonville's
pass rush versus your ability to run?
You have to be able to, of course, step up in the pocket. They have a bunch of guys that push the pockets. Their ends are definitely fast, long arm guys, so me stepping up in the pocket helps the offensive lineman. But of course, being able to pick and choose when I use my feet is definitely critical. There's definitely going to be opportunities throughout a game. I just have to take advantage of it at the right time.
Tyrod, when everything happened before the Chargers game, you chose to keep it positive. Why was it important to you to keep it positive when I'm sure there's, you know, some people would probably take the negatives out of the situation? So why was it important to you to do that?
Never really was one of those guys that thought negative. I always try to be positive and look at the bright side out of any and every situation. I think in life, the circumstances that you go through, the experience that you go through, you're able to learn from it or let it beat you up. And I was able to learn through that and learn from it. And move on. I wasn't happy at the time with it, but at the same time, I wasn't going to let it ruin my focus or my determination or my work ethic. Just wanted to continue to keep working and get the opportunity. And God blessed me with the opportunity to get back on the field and was able to take this team and myself to another level.
Was there a temptation to let it pick you up right when it happened?
Nah, it's part of the game.
Tyrod, in watching some of the videos that came out of the locker room after the Bengals game, well, not you specifically, but there were some players that were yelling something to the effect of, you know, this was not this team, not, you know, a group of misfits that made it to the playoffs. Do you allow, like, that specific angle to kind of motivate you at all?
Different things motivate different people. I understand the message that was said because I've said a number of times this team is put together. Not necessarily everyone was drafted here. Some free agent signings, some people were drafted, but some people on their second and third chance. And through all of that, we're able to come together as a bond and bond together and take the underdog role. And I think we embrace that. And I think that's more so what the message was talking about. People writing us off. Like I said, yes, it motivates me, but it's not something that I think about daily. Just let it burn and talk.